Dear Joe, I'm a survivor of coercive control and domestic abuse. After listening to the reports on the radio of what Nicola went through, I felt I had to contact you. I'm furious beyond belief today. Nicola, like me, suffered years of abuse. Having been through it, I know that this trauma lasts forever. I'm still tormented by my past relationship. My ex broke me mentally and physically. The abuse started early in our relationship, and while he had hit me before we got married, I stupidly believed his promises that it would never happen once we were together. I regret to this day that I didn't cancel the wedding. I didn't want to embarrass anyone. He became controlling and possessive early on, ostracizing me from my family and my friends. He wanted to break down every relationship that I had in my life. He was excessively jealous of me and any attention I got. He was violent. He knocked me unconscious. If the meals weren't to his satisfaction, I was beaten. He raped me. He would torment me afterwards with arguments, always telling me that he was right and I was wrong. I lived in constant fear. I believed it when he said that he'd change. I believed every story. He would behave for a while, but then it would start again. I couldn't tell anyone. I feared for my life. I feared for my children. I was told if I didn't leave this man that I would be killed. It took years, but I got out. I'm now in a wonderful, loving relationship and my life has moved on. But after many, many years away from this man, he still invades my life through nightmares. I'm tormented by these nightmares. I dream he's back in my life and nothing has changed. I'm so angry and I'm one of the lucky ones. I survived. I'm alive. I can't stop thinking about Nicola. This morning I rang Women's Aid to ask if there's a support group for victims of domestic abuse. They rang me back within 30 minutes and told me that I can ring any time 24/7. The trauma has not ended for me, and I want to speak out for other victims. I want to urge them, please report their abuse. I'm so, so angry today. How will Nicola feel?
Suddenly, my single life was filled with excitement after meeting my dream man. I had continuous excitement, holidays, gifts, flowers, surprises. What more could a girl ask for? I gave praise and adoration to my partner. I worshipped the ground he walked on. I continuously fed his ego. So I was, in turn, treated accordingly. I was always held accountable for my movements. If I had an appointment, I was always brought there. I thought this was love and someone being protective of me. But over time, I felt it was too protective and in fact controlling me. I began to see things differently. My life was becoming very different. I was doing everything to please another. I was walking on eggshells. I stopped feeding his ego. I realised I had very little contact with family or friends. How did this happen? Me, the fun-loving, kind person, was deprived of interaction. I was sad and angry inside, but saw no way out. I was trapped in my own home. All financial matters were controlled by my partner. I had no access to bank accounts or any financial dealings. I lost my sense of purpose. I was depressed and out of work. My world was suddenly very small, while this person I had loved lived life to the full. I knew I wanted more. I knew I deserved more, but I was trapped, trapped in the fear of what would happen to me. Where will I live? How will I survive? If I confronted any of these issues with my partner, I was told I was the problem and I was crazy, or I was imagining things. I eventually could not take any more insults, put downs and disrespect, and went about finding myself again, getting back to education, interaction with others, etc. But this did not fulfil the brief my partner saw for me, so I was punished. I was left high and dry with basically nothing. He left and straight into the arms of another. The insult of the loss, the sadness, and why did this happen to me, is the question I ask myself every day. I know I didn't deserve this. I was treated this way because of the kind, caring, empathetic human being I am.
Dear Joe, I have been listening to the show today and I am in an abusive relationship. I can relate to all the stories, the bullying, the anger and volatile behaviour. Financial control is a big thing. He hides money away and I'm left with very little to live on. He is very much in control of me. It is all a game to him. He plays the victim and he takes no responsibility. I live in fear of him. I have suffered so much emotionally and physically. I am so lonely. I have sought the support of Women's Aid, who have been wonderful, but everything takes time. I have felt helpless from the very beginning, and it is still so incredibly hard. More has to be done for women in these situations.
Dear Joe, I was married to a member of Ongada Shekona. It was a marriage of hell. He abused me mentally, physically, sexually, and financially. To the outside world, he was a charismatic and charming man. At home, he made my life hell on earth. I'm writing this because I want to help women like me who may be suffering in silence right now. The abuse was so gradual that I don't even remember when I started to believe I deserved this awful treatment. One of the most hurtful aspects of the abuse was the times he would undermine me in front of our children. He would do this at any chance he got. He twisted everything. Any success was ridiculed by him. He always told me I was a waster. He talked me down if we were with friends. It was so constant and consistent, I started to believe it. I always paid for my own Christmas presents, and I would tell people he bought them for me. This was important because it played into his persona. I was never allowed privacy. For example, I couldn't attend the doctor alone. One evening, I got a call from a doctor to arrange a psychological assessment that I don't remember agreeing to. On the phone, I got the strength from somewhere to say no. He always told me if I left him, I would lose everything. He would threaten and say daily, if you leave, you will lose your home, your car, and most importantly, your family. I can still hear the tone of his voice in my head saying, I will see to it that you will end up with nothing. At one stage, I got a protection order, and he would walk around the outside of the house at night. I could hear his footsteps on the stones. I was terrified of him. But one day, I got the strength to leave. I don't know how he did it, but I did. Please listen to me. If you recognise that you are in an abusive situation with a partner, husband, friend, please get out. Go as far away as possible and don't tell them you're going. If they are doing this to you, please know that they have no heart, no emotion. They are a soulless being. And sometimes you can see it in their eyes. I think it is important to say that not all guards are like the one I married. I've met many decent guardi. This isn't exclusive to one organisation. It can be anywhere in life. Please recognise the signs. Yours, Anonymous.
Dear Joe, nip it in the bud. The mental and physical abuse began with me just before I got married. And then things got bad 6 weeks before my first baby was born. Then I started covering it up by making excuses. I finally took the courage after a horrific beating 4 days after my fourth baby was born. Then 6 weeks after the final blow came, when he kicked me from head to toe on top of my baby in the pram. I left at midnight one night with the children and the dog, and I went to a rescue house. He wanted no responsibility, drink, gambling, out all weekends, weeknights too. He held the purse strings. I emptied the bank account and I left under a police escort. I managed to hold down 5 jobs, moved to a derelict house, and I lived happily ever after with my children. Oh, the peace. P.S. I have forgiven him. A wise woman said, forget the shit, and she lived happily ever after. There is life after abuse. Nip it in the bud.
Hi, Joe. Listening to your programme today has given me flashbacks to a horrible period in my life. A time when I lived in fear of my life, as my then partner ruled my life with an iron fist and vicious control. I was a vulnerable young woman, sad and lonely in college. When I met this man, I thought he was my saviour, and for the first few months he acted that way. After that, when he had isolated me from my friends and had me doing what he wanted, not what I wanted, he became my torturer. There was physical, verbal and sexual violence. I lost my identity. He made me agree to do and engage in acts that were abhorrent to me and laughed at my discomfort. I'm remembering these as if they occurred yesterday. He forced me to engage in sex when I did not want to. He would not allow me to use birth control, yet when I became pregnant, he blamed me. I did leave him and moved away, for reasons which are difficult to understand. When he found me and came to mind me in the late stages of my pregnancy, I gave in and he took over again. Our child was born and 4 years later, another child was born. And over the years, it got worse, but I planned to escape and I did. A person I worked with was the catalyst to getting me to seek help to get away from my abuser. She noticed my stress and helped me to seek counselling. Without her, I don't know if I would still be alive, because at that time, I was ready to take my own life. I had it planned, but all that was stopping me was how I could keep the children safe. My children were damaged by the trauma of that time we lived with him, but years later, they are thankful that I made that escape happen. Oh, he tried to blacken my name. He tried everything to undermine me at every turn. He threatened that the courts would send me for psychiatric care, as I was obviously disturbed. It took strength that I didn't know I had. I built a good life with support from an understanding GP and counselling. For any woman or man listening, please, please reach out for help. Talk to your GP, talk to a counsellor. Contact Women's Aid, who will put you in contact with a service in your area. I have a great life. I have a wonderful man in my life who is a true partner in my life. My now adult children are doing well in their lives and have loving partners and children.
Dear Joe, my first marriage was a violent and abusive one, and I have struggled all my life to feel okay about myself. I acted as a solicitor for many women in abusive relationships. All this time I buried the memories of the nightmare that was my marriage. I looked ahead and went to counselling. It took years for the counselling to mean anything, but I have eventually learned how to demand the best for myself. And what I want to say is that it's incredibly difficult to heal from abuse, and many people never have a chance of a reasonably contented life. The damage is done, and the young years of raising your children are gone. The shame. The shame that people who are abused feel is weird, because it is the people who inflict the abuse who should feel mortally ashamed. Instead, a sort of reverse shaming happens, where the victim feels disgrace. The mortification of other people knowing your husband beats you. It's enough for some women to just put up with it. And that's only the physical part, of course. It's a whole system of control and nastiness that has been known about for a long, long time. I now live abroad, not because of the abusive relationships, but maybe it's because I'm determined to knock some good years out of my life. But until the shaming of the abused person stops, women will be condemned to suffer in silence at the hands of their abusive men, in the luxury and privacy of their own homes. My own mother didn't have the vocabulary to talk about the violence I had suffered. Such was the level of her mortification.